It is my absolute privilege to introduce you to the host of the Babes to Know podcast, who I have been just annoying so much trying to get on the show and be a babe to know. This is good enough for me. I think this is as close as I need to be. Guys, give it up for the wonderful, the lovely Christine Hoback.
I'm ill. I've been ill for many weeks, and it has really taken a toll on me. But I have, like, a sexy, like, rasp right now, so just rolling with it. Are you ready for your guests?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this? Okay, yeah, two bad bitches who are just, two of my heroes, the founding members of the Feminist Flag Corps. Please welcome to them to the stage, Michelle and Clarissa. Woo! Come on up. Come on down. Come on down.
I get the middle seat.
Oh yeah, because I'm sick. Sorry. We already did this once. I'm sorry. I lost 7 episodes of this podcast. I know, R.I.P. But here we are. We're doing it again. And this time we're raising money for Women Have Options. So there's a little jar here. If you want to donate, there's some money in it. Don't be afraid. Just, like, put a little cash in. A little dollar. A little five. A little 20. A little hundy. Oh, my. Okay, there isn't a hundy in here, but there could be. Hey. Thanks for being back, and I'm sorry for losing your episode. It was really fun. Thanks for chalking the walk this weekend. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's already on the internet, so.
Yeah. It is on the internet, but then it says, like, keep it secret.
Only before, so they don't show up to.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Only before.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's good. It was really fun. I drew nonsense on that walk.
Your teddy bear was
amazing. That's the only thing that happens on that walk is nonsense.
Some people draw, like, really beautiful art, and I drew, like, a child's teddy bear. It was...
Who drew the train?
I don't know. I wish I did.
Yeah, me too.
It was probably very beautiful. I was watching some videos that you made this weekend, too.
Yes.
Now, so were you escorting this weekend, both of you?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me a tale of what happened this weekend.
Well, I don't usually escort at Founders Clinic.
Okay.
But because we were chalking the walk, I thought, fuck it. Like, I'll stick around and see what happens.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different show at Founders than Planned Parenthood. So much depends upon the setup of a clinic.
Yeah.
And we have a parking lot at Planned Parenthood and a fence that makes a really big difference than just kind of like the grassy knoll that Founders has. You have different antis too. They're all fucking crazy, but they're like snowflakes. So they're all crazy in their own way. The racism was a little thicker at Founders than what I see at Planned Parenthood. So that, I guess it wasn't surprising.
What's the difference? Like, what brings out a different crowd to each?
I don't know. They're kind of like sheep. They just kind of go where they have to go. I don't know why we don't get a lot of crossover.
Father Time goes...
That was kind of my motivation for going to Founders, is because Father Time showed up at Planned Parenthood on Friday, and people were like, who the fuck is this?
Now, for those who don't know, tell us who Father Time is.
Father Time is a very patriotic, very anti-abortion, confused older man.
He's a golfer.
He brings his club and carries it around.
Yeah, he carries golf clubs around the clinic and, like, also likes to tell people.
That's threatening.
Yeah, it is.
There's a whole cast of characters involved with the antis.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call them? The
The Catholics are the potty trained antis.
Oh, okay.
They're like evangelical.
Wait, who are the What's the culty ones?
The Branch Davidians.
The Branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Branch
Davidians. They wear the most denim. Yeah.
They're the ones that keep denim in business.
Why are they?
Yeah, they actually just returned. Like, yeah. They just like flew north again, I guess. They've been gone for almost a year. They're back.
They have braids, like
hair
threatening
bomb.
Braids.
They got the hair
bomb.
The hair bump.
Yeah, hair bump.
We spent a long time on YouTube, like trying to figure out the hair bump tutorial.
There are amazing tutorials. Like, they play creepy soft music, and there's always a picture of a man in the background with her mom's brushing her daughter's hair. It's amazing.
I hate that.
That's a rabbit hole.
Now, what do you search in YouTube to get there?
Cult
hair bump?
Yeah, like cult trends.
Or
trends
godly hair. I forget.
We're always trying to find their hate
holy
Pinterest.
Hair.
We know there's like a hate Pinterest somewhere. It's just filled with ideas.
Where is it? Oh.
How to make a shitty fake
someone
clinic. Yeah, someone had a fake clinic escort vest.
She has one in every color.
I saw that.
Yeah, that's
she crafted it.
Yeah, there was a trip to Hobby Lobby.
Specifically Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Specifically. I went to Michael's this weekend and they were like, I was like, Griffin was looking for doll eyes, okay? That's just a little, like,
where you
making
a fetus sign?
Yeah, just like a little, like, you know, preview into our life. But he was looking for doll eyes and I was like, do you have doll eyes? And she was like, no, they have them on Hobby Lobby though. And I was like, I'm not fucking going there. Not going there. It's for Jesus.
Not even for doll eyes.
Jesus freaks. No, sorry. Okay, I shouldn't. Is it okay?
Yeah.
We talk like
you're
that.
Asking us.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. Okay.
We don't even have souls.
Can you
right.
do that?
Much like
Hobby
fetuses.
Yeah. Tell me more about the last time you were on the show, which is now gone forever. You brought me a fetus,
yeah.
A squishy fetus.
There's
that was like a
one
stress
in my
ball.
Purse right now.
Oh my god! Tell me about those.
Well,
that was a baby shower gift.
our dear pro-choice friend was having a baby shower, and we had
needed
a space
party
theme,
favors.
And so we had fetuses and astronauts in punch bowls and.
They're really good in Bloody Marys.
We actually I bought like yards of little teeny boa to put on them. I thought we could all make decorate our own and turn them into pins, but nothing sticks to them.
Oh.
Hot glue, nothing. So
nothing.
Googly eyes, like we had this whole thing set up and we couldn't do any of it.
No.
It was really sad.
Yet again, a fetus disappointed us.
Yet again. Failed to meet expectations. That's okay. Had to go. I enjoyed squeezing it like a stress ball.
Yeah.
But it made me feel like a real freak. So,
yeah,
I don't
wait
know.
Until you like go to the state house with a bunch in your purse and have
that
extra.
I hope that day comes
just
soon.
That and a little bottle of scotch.
I hope that day comes soon in my life.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow.
Can I trade it for gin? Rim temp gin. Ugh, that'll get you. It's disgusting. Don't do that. Don't do it. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Tell me more. Tell me more about your lives as clinic escorts, as how you met, how you got together as a couple. Don't the antis think you're a couple?
They know we're a couple.
They know you're a couple.
I made a post.
They may be blind to a lot, but not our love.
Not your love?
We hope to, like, someday open an abortion clinic that also has cats and you can nap there.
Oh.
It's going to be a multi-purpose facility.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. Could that be, like, one dog with tiny legs?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're not
like dogs.
That into it.
I like dogs. But they require a lot, like babies.
Yeah, you're right.
They're needy.
They do. They are. I love that. I love dogs.
I like them.
I mean...
I like cats a lot.
Cats are so withholding.
I like it. They're better than me.
Yeah.
I have to earn it.
They're better than me.
I only only date tall, skinny men. Everything in my life has to be a challenge.
Fair enough. Yes. Will you tell me a few more casts of characters?
Oh, from the so Antis? Many.
I think about them and laugh out loud. Like, when
we have Deliverance. Like, he's kind of a classy dude.
He drives something, and every time I see it, I'm like, how? How is that? It's the rust has eaten out the whole car except the pro-life stickers.
Oh, no.
And he has suspenders that hold up these jeans that offed themselves like 20 years ago. So they are no longer capable of holding themselves up. And he wears those with suspenders.
There's the cross
like, Kringle.
Cross Kringle. He dresses like the guy that took you to your 7th grade, like, Notre Dame. Collared toe wash jeans. Yeah. Like, no. That shirt was faded in the 90s.
Yeah.
And wears a bucket hat.
No,
bucket
he wears hat. A baseball hat.
Oh, there are a lot of bucket hats.
There are a lot of bucket hats.
Who was the cowboy this weekend?
Oh, Jesse?
No, we called her Jesse. But,
wait, oh, it was a man? Or it was a woman?
No, but they hate when you misgender. Oh. Yeah. It's like,
it's a really so easy way to
Shout out to Griffin's Mike Pence joke.
Yes.
Hey.
Incredibly.
Gender pronouns.
Yeah, it's like, don't call me dude. It's like, sorry, ma'am.
That's very funny. Who's the old lady that
Math teacher?
Miss Crick. Barbara Crick. She taught in Upper Arlington for several years in the 90s.
Is that what you
she
call was a cunt?
Yeah. Her name is Miss Crick.
No, do you call her Beads?
Oh
Beads.
That's a different
lady.
Yeah. But no, literally like Michelle's math teacher.
When I got there that day and I was like, I was behind her because it was raining, she had an umbrella, and I was like, who's this asshole? And then she turns around and I was like, oh my fucking god, it's Miss Crick. I could like, it was like I could see numbers and math. And I was just like, I knew that the universe had put me like where I was supposed to be. Like, it was like this magical euphoric moment. It was amazing. I was like,
wow.
It's like, give me detention now, bitch. It was amazing.
Did she give you detention?
Yes.
She was
she was an asshole.
She's still an asshole.
I hate her so much.
She's well, once an asshole, always an asshole.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
That's who she is.
Oh my god. So Miss Crick, and then who Beads. Is Beads?
Beads is no big deal.
Yeah, she just prays.
Just like Beads. Prays.
Yeah. I mean, the people that just pray quietly, like, if you just want to be a nerd, that's fine. Like,
I think
it doesn't affect
you. All right, fair. I think you used the term rosarying, like, as a verb this weekend.
Yeah, I've never been rosaried. it happens right after the holy water.
It's true.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Well, they give communion to the clinic.
To the ground.
Yeah, to the they just, like, crumble crackers. And pour water around the clinic. That's an interesting thing that happened.
Yeah, well, there's always somebody.
It's a beautiful ceremony.
Shitty crocheted blanket and like the cheapest yarn available. It's like a discount yarn, some shitty blanket that they carry on in a plastic bag that no one's ever accepted for 10 years, and they carry it every time.
What about the what are those? What are the fetus porn? What are they called?
Is created equal.
No. There's like a name that they call the like.
Oh, Malachi. There's a lot of names for the like. Malachi is the
Malachi
Pikachu.
Yeah.
Fetus porn.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all.
Well, he's like, the most basic bit.
Yeah.
When you get a pack, you get a Malachi.
Right.
So many Malachi.
Everybody has Malachi.
It's like the Where's Waldo in the Like, yeah. Just count the Malachi.
Yeah. There might only be 3 protesters, but there's 10 Malachis there.
Yeah.
He's basic.
Yeah.
He's a basic bitch.
He really is.
Yeah. So he's like 9 weeks along, only like somehow 22 inches long. Malachi's a miracle.
Oh my god. They recycle these images. They really don't have anything.
Life is sacred, so.
And messages. I mean, they don't really have anything original to say, right? I mean, there's nothing like. Have you ever gotten into like a real.
No.
Conversation
no.
with any of these
no.
people.
We don't engage with
nope.
them.
Okay.
Even when we see them in real life, we can't. It's like I physically cannot speak to them, even if I tried. I've talked about them when I was next to them.
Okay. Perfect.
But I have never addressed them, technically.
Yeah. Yeah. Do they get you in trouble a lot?
No.
Can you talk about it legally? You don't have to.
I'm like, where's
my
lawyer?
Shouldn't. You shouldn't.
One of them bum rushed my car one time. A priest.
Yeah.
A man of God.
Father Clee. Father
Joseph Clee. Which, interesting enough, I was just at a Catholic festival. Like, because my friend's band was playing.
Oh.
And they had, like, the classic old, like, wall of priests. Uh-huh. And my friend, who didn't know nothing about Michelle's situation, was walking by the wall of priests and pointed at Father Clee. Photo and was like, that man's fucking crazy.
I mean, she said he was a molester.
Yeah. Yeah. We were playing Find the Pedophile.
Like the shoe fits, right?
Yeah.
I took my oldest on college tours this summer, and I didn't realize Boston College was like in a cathedral.
Oh,
so we got in
yeah.
there and like, locked the doors, and there was just like paintings of priests like all the way down this giant hall.
Ew.
And we were all sandwiched in, and I was like, maybe it's just like to get money or whatever, like this could be okay. And then the guy stands up and he starts talking about joy versus happiness, and we're like, oh my god, how do we get out? And then
locked in,
he's like, if you don't have your major locked in by sophomore year, you have to go on a retreat in the woods with a priest. And I was like, get up.
Nope.
We're like, excuse me, pardon me.
Emerson College is right around the corner. It's like have you ever heard of that place?
No.
It's like a tiny little like art college that's like right in the center of the city. Just liberal.
Yeah. Yeah. This was the only one.
So there are probably like 7 CPCs next to it.
That's one thing we discovered on the trip was there's always CPCs in college towns. Like,
what's a CPC?
Crisis Pregnancy Center.
Oh, yeah. fake abortion
fake
clinics.
Clinics.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic Jesus fans with pregnancy kits. And sometimes an ultrasound machine.
Now, what do we do to like unearth those like those misconceptions about those clinics? Like, how do we...
Our government has to stop funding them.
Okay.
I think in this budget they got, was it $1 or $2 million? Yeah, which they stole
from Ohio.
The
That's
Needy
like
Family
nine.
Fund for emergency funding for families in need. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, they stole it from that.
A lot of educated
yes.
people in the office.
If I could snap, I would do it.
Oh my god. That's
yeah.
fucked up.
Yeah.
What else? Anything? Like, what can I do?
You can go and...
You can leave reviews online.
I leave reviews.
That's fun.
I've left reviews on, like, hundreds of them. And people will fight with you. Like, like 5 months ago, I left a review, and I, like, somebody will contact me and be like, we never said we were a clinic. And I'm like, well, then maybe you shouldn't offer ultrasounds. And their response was something like, we only do it for fun.
What?
Yeah,
for fun?
They have people that can kind of make out an image, but they can't tell you if it's a high-risk pregnancy or how far along you actually are. They'll lie to you about how far along you are so that you won't make a decision. It'll be too late for you to get an abortion. They do all kinds of shit. They're horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So all those, like, basically, like, all those billboards that you see, like, in the country that are like,
yeah.
need help?
Yes.
Call this number.
Because they say that if you go to Planned Parenthood, they don't tell you all your choices. Like you don't know that your pregnancy can end in a live birth. Like, you think abortion is the only possible thing.
Right.
Planned Parenthood's tricking you into believing that. Like, it's ridiculous.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I think the last time you were here, I asked you about, like, some problematic figures in the abortion scene. Like, some of the doctors. Do you have any interest in talking about that again?
Well, I think, there are assholes in every group.
Yeah.
So
I don't know why. I just had watched that documentary about that crazy man in Philadelphia, and I was like,
oh,
let's
the,
talk
like,
about it.
The one person.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's like their go-to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like the Malachi.
Yeah.
They got one story, they got one billboard.
And that's how they work.
They got one fucking poster, and that's it. Yeah, they got one Bible, too.
If anything ever happens, if like one, like, it has to be totally pure.
Yeah.
Or they will use it forever.
Well, like, shit happens medically all the time. Like, I just...
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What do you guys want to talk about?
Dicks. Just kidding.
Dicks.
I spent a large amount of time last night drawing penises. I don't know why. It was just, like, fun. And I was laughing. And they were, like, at the beach. And, like, playing tennis. Like, it was just... Funny.
Tennis
I
at
like
the
when
beach.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
Beach tennis.
Well,
sandy. Place.
Why not? I don't know. I drew like a thong on one of them and it made me laugh very hard. I'm a child.
What would a penis do if it had a thumb like that?
It would rub itself.
Yeah, constantly. Wouldn't mean nothing else.
A thong.
Oh, a thong. I thought you said a thumb.
No, penises in general look like thumbs, I would argue. Just generally.
Some are
hitchhiking
thumbs.
Some are straight thumbs. Yeah, I mean.
But we could talk about how we met.
Yeah.
You want to tell it?
You tell it so much better.
Tale is all this time.
Well, I think a lot of us met that
day.
Yeah. So it was so weird. Chris put together the Dr. Kasich.
The gynotician.
The gynotician protest in Goodell Park. And when I first saw Mashina. Mashina! Michelle, she was dressed like a vulva.
I think like someone has a new nickname. Mashina!
From my Mashina.
So great.
That's your burlesque song.
Chris was wearing cat leggings and a cat shirt, and I was like, I think so. We were living like
parallel lives.
Like she was escorting at Planned Parenthood, and I was escorting at Founders, and we were both stay-at-home moms. We both loved abortion.
Yeah.
And it was like,
wow.
It was meant to be.
We were the only people that never wanted to stop talking about abortion.
It's probably true.
Pretty much in the crew. Like some people.
So other people would be like, so like I had a really hard day today, and you'd be like, but like, let's talk about more about abortion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just like that's it.
Like Rain Man for abortion.
Yeah.
When was that?
God, that was like 2 years
Sarah ago. And Kelly were
like
there.
A year and a half.
It was so monumental.
I just can't imagine one without the other.
Yeah.
I really can't.
We don't do well on our own.
we're also like two Ernie's looking for a Bert. Most of the time, so.
Yeah.
If there are any Berts out there that would like to help us.
Volunteer at events, they're like, why don't you hold the door?
Oh, yeah. We're like the Laverne and Shirley of abortioning, but like if it was Game of Thrones, we'd be the Hodor. Most of what we do is hold doors.
We're kind of experts.
Big part of our skill set is door holding.
Door holding.
Yes.
But I feel like greeting goes with that, too. Yeah. And you're good greeters. That's fun. If I showed up to an event and you two were greeting, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm ready.
Yay.
I'm ready for this.
Unless you thought we were being snarky on your way up the walk, which we try not to do. But other people.
We don't actually do that.
Hopefully not.
Not at all.
I don't know. What does it take to be a clinic escort?
You have to be trained. Able to tolerate bullshit.
Okay.
Pretty much. Like, so having children really,
tune anything out.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think being a mom really,
yeah,
being married helps. Prepare. That's a good training.
Yeah.
You just have to basically ignore everyone, and then you focus on the patient.
Yeah, and you have to know you're better than everybody else.
Oh, I, every day of my life, I tell myself
like,
that. I wake up.
Because, like, the people, they can't bother you because they're not even human. It's like,
right.
Yeah, when I first started escorting, I had a lot of sympathy for protesters because I just really felt bad that that's where they had to be in their lives. Like, I'm sorry, this is the thing you have to do.
Yeah.
But after I saw the amount of deception that goes into their sidewalk counseling, I was just like, well, fuck it. Like, I mean, I really don't respect you, so.
Right.
I disregard your opinion.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
One of them I saw was saying something like, oh, can we just, like, have a minute to talk? Like, there are some tough days ahead. Like, what are you even going to say? Like, I don't understand. Like, the deed is done, friend. Like, you know, like, what are you, what's next?
The best day one time at Planned Parenthood, created equals, like, sir, we can help you save your baby. And he comes outside, he's like, it's a done deal, kid. That was amazing.
It has all been done. Oh my god.
They didn't know what to say.
Wow.
But yeah, when I'm like filming them or whatever, like a lot of times I don't even hear what they're saying. Like if they're wearing a bucket hat, that's the only thing I can see. And just like focused on it. And then I'll go back and be like, oh my god, they were being anti-Semitic. But I'm just like
fucking bucket hat. Yeah, I, everything else.
That's why I think we work well together, because you can kind of cause the distraction.
Yeah, like we do that a lot.
Send Michelle out, and then they all buzz around her. Yeah. And then I can kind of stay back and pay attention to what's happening.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So often, we can escort patients, though, because sometimes they'll be paying attention to Michelle, as right. They'll forget who they're supposed to harass.
Yeah.
In that situation. Wow. Or just, like, check for safety as well, to make sure that...
Right.
You know, people aren't creeping in any crevices. Like, if it happens, what? You'll be surprised.
What does that mean? Like,
just, they're sneaky.
Yeah, like, there was one time that I was escorting, and this woman just appeared in the parking lot crying, and I was like, is this a patient? I'm like, is she wearing an affliction hat? And then I was like, what's going on? And then she was like, I had an abortion. I was like, get the fuck out. Get out of the parking lot. But I regret it. I was
she
like,
was wearing an affliction hat?
Take your fucking sparkly angel wings hat and get the fuck out of the clinic. I was like, you know better, affliction.
Yeah.
Like, her friend was like, she just wanted to tell me a story. I was like, then why did you guys crawl through the brush on the side of the building? Because you know that it's against the rules. Get the fuck out of the parking lot. Like, the only time I've ever said anything is, like, move. Or get the fuck out of the parking lot. That's the only time I've ever said anything to it.
Stop touching me.
Don't push.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop touching me. It's kind of like, being, imagine, like, what a teacher like would be like on the playground.
Oh, okay. I said bouncer. Is that accurate? Yeah.
Well, like, I think of them as children.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah, like, keep your hands to yourself. Use nice words. Worry about yourself. But they won't.
Can you talk a little bit about Feminist Flag Corps?
Yeah, we. The idea for Feminist Flag Corps came to me when I was escorting. Mm-hmm. It was like a particularly, like, I think it was like 14 degrees that day. It was freezing.
Oh my
so
god!
So the antis had a permit to have a parade, but it literally like ice rained on their parade, so they couldn't have it.
Wow!
So there was just a lot of. It was a big show that day, and I went inside to kind of warm up and get some hand warmers. And while I was in the clinic, I overheard a conversation of a woman being told that her insurance would not pay for her abortion. And I saw her walk out of the clinic and get into her car, and she was distraught and couldn't drive away. And I mean, it's freezing. She's sitting in a car, and antis kind of surrounded it. And well, she was black, and they were saying, like, black babies matter. And, you know, are you in a crisis pregnancy? And at that moment, I knew that I had to help abortion fund. And I really wanted to do it by... I so often see that they co-opt other people, like Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. I wanted to co-opt one of their symbols to use for abortion fund. And everyone has a Don't Tread on Me flag sticker. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how, like, you can judge cars when they drive like down the street, is by like right. See the little yellow sticker.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the original idea that I had for Feminist Flag Corps. And fortunately, we have a wonderful, inclusive, pro-choice community here in Columbus, because I really had no idea how to go about that.
Yeah.
And the community just helped me put it together. And then I met Michelle, and the two of us could function like one person.
So almost. Yeah. We're close.
Oh, man. That's really fun. I mean, that's a... It's a fun way to raise money.
It is.
For women have options. I gave a flag to two of my best friends from home, and one of them brought one to the Women's March, and like
that's so
people
cool.
were like, where do I get one of those? I need one right now.
That's so cool.
Yeah, people love
them.
It
was fun seeing our flags.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I like them too, because the antis think that they're pornographic.
What?
No, it's just a uterus and ovaries.
Oh my god. They're morons.
They're sexually.
Well, yeah. They're real, real losers.
Yeah, I love it.
And they're fun to, like, the flag is also very fun for when you're fucking with, like, militia people. Like,
yeah.
Super centered.
Yeah.
So, it takes them a minute to realize you're not part of it.
They probably get real mad about that.
They get real mad about everything.
Yeah.
So they're the easiest people to trigger.
I like the snowflakiest.
Oh, yeah.
The
bro-flakiest.
Yeah. Bro-flakiest.
I like to... One of the things we've realized that's like, fun to do is just... Because they always get... The antis always get to pick the tone of the conversation and set the tone, because abortion is something that people often don't want to talk about. Haitians don't want to talk about it. So the antis always try to, like, run the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like, if they're having a press conference or if they're outside the clinic having a giant group picture, I'll just go stand in front of their banner, like, sideways and, like, stick my stomach out and, like, eat. And just, like, they took, like, 30 minutes making sure everybody's lined up behind their banner and I'm just in front of it, like, you just, like, can't use the picture. And it's, like, the best feeling. It feels like Christmas. Yeah,
it's, like, the most effective thing that we do is to be a distraction. Yeah. Like, at clinics, at rallies, when Dobbin Meyer spoke at the Trump rally, we knew we could not prevent him from speaking.
Who is that?
He's a little hate group.
He's on Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list.
He himself?
Past Assault Ministries, which is his basement.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
But was at the Trump rally, and we went in, and we were front and center, and he was just there, like,
and that was enough.
He flipped out, because we took away his thunder with a Planned Parenthood noisemaker.
and a rainbow flag,
yeah.
That's interesting that you say that, antis try to set the tone for the conversation. Because that's true. It's like such a, like, even when I was introducing the show today, I was like, can I say abortion clinic? Like, is that PC? But, like, that is just, like, ingrained.
Like, we're supposed to feel ashamed for some reason that we enjoy fucking, too.
Right, exactly. It's weird.
Or that we need to access healthcare.
Right.
Because if it was so the other way, we know that it would not be an issue.
Exactly. You could get an abortion in an ATM. Who said that? Tina Fey?
Maybe.
Who said that? No. Oh, it was from Veep.
Yeah.
If men could get pregnant, you could get an abortion. Like,
they would brag about how many abortions they had.
Yeah, they would.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love Veep. Do you guys watch that show?
I've been told it's amazing. But
it's really good. She's so mean. So good. Okay. What's next? There's something coming up. That's, tomorrow. I just got invited to it today. Yeah, what is it?
Well, tomorrow is the Down Syndrome Abortion Ban hearing in the afternoon. And then there's is this live? Like, are people going to be able to hear this tonight? Or just some people? Okay. Also, there's an action tomorrow after. This is so frustrating. Capital Care has a case tomorrow morning at the Supreme Court of Ohio versus the Ohio Department of Health. About the undue burden transfer agreements and blah, blah, blah. And after that, if anybody's interested in doing an action, we're going to be doing something right after that.
Created Equals having a press conference, and we want to kind of just, like, have a pro-choice presence there.
Okay.
Maybe,
like, a comment.
Take it over.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, because they always said they have people in the press, so, like, their reporters come out to Planned Parenthood and tell their side of the story every time. And which is just so frustrating. So we're gonna make it our press conference.
And what does that, for those who don't know and maybe want to get involved but, like, don't really know, what does that entail?
Well, that's, like, a fun action, I think.
Okay.
That'll be chanting signs.
A lot of the actions are just, we really just need people to show up.
Okay.
Yeah. We need a presence.
You need bodies and seats at the State House, especially.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the Handmaid's Tale thing, too, last time we were there. That was fucking amazing. Yeah, clap. Please clap for that. Yes.
They're amazing.
Oh my God. Yes. Thank you.
Handmaids and people that made the Handmaids happen.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
That was actually planned at the fetus baby shower.
So much came out of that.
Yeah. So much. One of those times. The gynotician times.
And didn't John Kasich, like, walk by you? Like,
he sure did.
You were, like, assembled?
Yeah, it was kind of amazing.
How'd you feel? How did your body feel when that happened? Were you, like,
hot? No,
were you scared? Were you nervous?
We were totally.
You couldn't see?
I didn't even know who was next to me.
Okay.
No. Especially at the last one, Anne was next to me. And
I thought I was next to you.
End.
That's why I didn't stand up. That's the whole thing. I was like,
Yeah, you really
couldn't
have
see
no
anything.
Idea. Like, the
only
thing
pictures,
I know,
I was like, there are that many people in the room. Like, I had no idea.
I just knew what the carpet looked like. That was pretty much it. And the floors are really dirty there, too.
Ew, I'll bet.
Yeah.
It was like being in church, just, like, so long and boring.
Yes.
Like, nothing to do.
Catholic mass.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So think of horrible
and
things.
And my neck started to hurt, like, the
next day. Yeah, were your heads down the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was an amazing thing to see. I was like, I like sent it to my boss right away. I was like, I like sent it to my family. I was just like, you have to see it. Like, it was just such a sight. Like, it gave me, like, cool. Yeah, like chills.
The antis were so butthurt about it.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet.
They came out with, like, t-shirts and jorts the next time. Like, that was going to be the thing. Like, homemade, crunchy, cheap t-shirts.
And then they dapped.
With Malika.
They what? They tried to, like, co-op dapping.
What did they call it? Dismemberment abortion ban?
Dismemberment abortion ban. So, dap. So, they took a photo of their group dapping.
Except that
I was like, their leader couldn't do it because
he's dapped. Old. He was so amazing. Yeah, it was so amazing.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
You still have to use that picture for something.
Yeah.
It's on iPhone. Yeah, it was awkward.
Do you have, like, long-term plans for Feminist Flag Corps or, like, your activism or...
Well, in October, we're having a reproductive health happy hour at Wild Goose Creative.
Okay.
So we are looking, we're currently looking for submissions of art for a fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at Wild Goose Creative on October 4th.
Yeah.
And that will benefit Women Have Options.
Woo!
So that's...
So you're looking for art submissions. Okay.
But yeah.
I made a penis drawing.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Yes. Do it.
Penises.
Actually, yes.
Playing softball?
Yes.
Like, penises?
Yes. Our ultimate,
playing piano?
Our ultimate, like, Feminist Flag Corps dream is...
You cannot picture it. Like, are they holding a bat or are they the bat?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's amazing.
It's also their own croquet set.
That's like the snake that ate itself.
I want to see, like, can you, like, redo Heather's only with penises?
Oh my god.
Like, who gets to wear the red
club?
Scrunchie?
I call tons of fun.
There has to be an artist who just, like, replaces, like, cultural images with penises.
Every high schooler. I found so many things in our home, like, erasers that, like, got switched that have penises on them. I'm like, where is this from? She's like, they draw them on everything. They're everywhere. They're just, like, everywhere.
I never did that as a kid. I feel like I'm having, like, a
moment.
Just like a renaissance, you know, itself. Like, just
a penis renaissance.
Yeah. Penis renaissance.
I like that.
Yeah. But I just, like, want casts of characters, like, replaced with just, like, penises.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Like, the Royal Tenenbaums. All in penises.
Would the penises be, like, indicative of the people they represent?
Like, how do you think their penis would look?
Yeah, like, maybe you would give them, like, a little mustache or, like, a fur coat or, like, you know.
Or, like,
little
eyeliner. Sweatband.
Yeah, a little sweatband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Something like that. Anyway, I think that would be really funny, but I have not the artistic acumen to
Luckily,
create
penises
it.
Don't take much.
They don't, but all the other artistic stuff.
Yeah.
Now we're just...
This
we're really off on this. We're really off on this. It's all my fault. Live art. You know what? I could do some, like, live art drawings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Post-its on, like, penises on post-its.
Yeah. Okay, I'm into it.
We did that. We decorated flags, like, what was that? Like, 2 summers ago for the Duda Parade. We decorated, like, flags. And the whole time I thought when we were preparing for this event, that we were going to be using our vaginas as stamps. I didn't realize until I was looking up paints that were non-toxic.
That's not how, no. We're not doing that at Holy Cross.
I was like, and you kept saying Steph's going to make it. And I'm like, how is she going to make it by herself all of our vagina stamps? Like, I don't understand. So I was like, should I bring potatoes? I could not bear it
out. It's like you're in too deep.
Yeah. But that's not what it was.
That's not what it was.
No, Steph made some amazing stamps, though.
Okay.
Cricket.
That's cool.
That's when I learned that you can make stamps without using your body.
So there you go. Yeah. There you go. Also, I don't know, like, logistically, I think that would be...
I was like, I guess we'd have to go in the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you're modest.
Right.
I just need to wear a skirt.
It'd be so unique. And then I was like, it's a little fried green tomatoes.
Yeah.
And you're all there with mirrors.
Right.
That's a slumber party.
Yeah.
Maybe. True.
Maybe. Maybe another baby shower.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring a hand mirror.
Just for fun. Yes. Handmaidens with hand mirrors.
That could be a
thing. Right?
That could really be a thing.
That just rolled off my tongue.
That's how creative you are.
That's, oh.
Oh!
It's just the tip of the iceberg, friends! All right.
Yeah, we could do that at the State House, so.
That would scare the shit out of people.
Yeah.
That would be horrifying.
I think it's like, I know, get some media for that.
Oh, yeah. HuffPo.
Yeah.
Down there.
That could be the gateway. Yeah, well, so...
You were on HuffPo. Like, that's not a joke. That's like,
on
real.
BBC.
Yeah, like, fuck yeah.
And I was on Life Reddit. News.
Okay.
My friend was on Life News before me. I was super jealous.
I'm jealous.
For doing abortion burlesque.
Oh, that was awesome, costume. Too.
When we went to the clinic escort convention, people knew Michelle from Life News.
Like, we were at lunch, and they were like, you're Michelle Davis? And I was like, yeah. They were like, you're from Life News.
Is Life News pro-life shit?
Yeah.
Like some
scary
shit?
Yeah, they doxed
Christian
me.
Militant.
The militant church. Yeah. Christian militant. Those are scary. Those people are like, that whore needs to die.
Ew.
I'm like, not sorry.
Yeah, living in the path of Jesus, for sure. Absolutely.
It's kind of like... When you don't give a fuck, they don't fuck with you as much.
Yeah.
It's like, I obviously have no soul. Like, I don't
right.
care. I'm worse than you think. We always joke about that. We're like, we're so much worse than you think. Like, for as evil as you think we are, we're exponentially worse. Like, if they could ever hear what we're saying, like, our families would leave us.
We save it for the minivan.
The abortion
our cone of silence.
Yeah, one time we went up to the Toledo Clinic. I dressed as a Branch Davidian. Clarissa, I guess, supported. And long story short, after carrying a Malachi sign around for 4 hours with a bunch of antis, I became one of them, and they took me out to lunch. I was texting Clarissa, and I'm like, oh my god, they wanted me to go out to lunch, I don't know what to do. So she sends me a picture of her, like, pizza underwear, and I was like,
that would make you confident.
I was like, I don't want to go with them. You're like, just do it.
So, like, I may have taken an Adderall that day, too. It may have been the first time I ever had one. But I didn't know what would happen.
Also, she got heat stroke. Yeah. I got back and she's like, we thought you were taken. My phone died. I was at a Middle Eastern restaurant. I was like, you guys are racist, though. It was very weird.
Yeah.
I had to watch Wayne's World with all the men. And
that
the
is
room.
Weird. The waiting room is so weird.
Yeah, I was like, how did I get here? How did I get to this place?
I got back and you were like mumbling to yourself. But we get to the restaurant and I'm with these anti-choice people and I go like hit the lock thing on my van, which we had to just shove. Like, Pride was that weekend.
Yeah.
So we were like taking beads off the mirror. We're like throwing everything in the back. And so the back of my trunk, which is already explodes with like vagina costumes.
Yeah.
Anytime you open it. I go and I hit the wrong button in my trunk. Starts going out as we're all standing there, and I was like,
no.
Matrix to cross. I was like, no. And I managed to get it closed before I was revealed as a non Jesus, whatever they're called.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about the word.
I didn't know how to talk to them.
Yeah.
They're like, it's just like it's blah 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 was on the wall of Jericho. And I was like, right? It is just like that. We didn't decide this till that morning, so we're trying to make a cover. I'm like, what religion do I say I am? I'm like, I gotta go Catholic, because, like, they don't know the Bible as much.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, evangelicals have it, like,
memorized,
I was like, so that was my backstory, is that I was raised Catholic.
No, you're into the word.
They're like, so what brought you here? I was like, I'm trying to find a ministry for my church. Is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I've read that on their radios.
I couldn't look at you.
I didn't look at you either.
I was escorting Michelle.
It was so fucking weird.
Like,
and I was like, praying.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
And then I kept like, I was like, don't say they when we're talking about us as anti. Like, well, in Columbus, there, we have a very good presence. They're like, what church do you go to? I'm like, what church has a million people? Vineyard. He was like, my cousin goes there.
Of course he does. Xenos.
Oh, God. You wouldn't be speaking to anyone else if you were in that cult.
I went to Youthing because that was the only thing I was allowed to go to when I was grounded, that in the library. But I just went there to smoke.
They're chain smokers because they don't drink, right? When they're young.
I don't know. It was so weird. They have hippies that go try to recruit kids.
Yeah.
Or they did in the 90s. I don't know what they would be now.
Like, have they been around for that long?
Yes.
Yeah. I talk shit on them all the time.
Oh, my God. They would be like, hey, do you need a ride? I can buy you some Camel Lights. That's like, I'll use you.
I mean, yeah, but like, see, like,
you're
never.
20. Why are you talking to me? I'm 14. But I will use you for a ride.
Wow.
I'm trying to hook up with somebody that's, you know, so. I'm trying to get that Christian dick. I want to make you hate yourself. Which brings us to spite abortions.
Which for me, like, I think, yeah, that was our kind of the long term. Our long term plans for Feminist Flat Corps is like, I kind of dream of having like a show, like, and would be like the Anthony Bourdain of abortion clinics.
Yeah.
And we would just travel to abortion clinics in different cities.
Yeah.
We know people at clinics all over the country.
Yeah. So we'd just travel and see what like clinic access was. And okay. But, I mean, we don't have to specifically have our abortions there, I guess. That would be a lot.
I found my spite abortion. I haven't told anyone this, but I found him.
Tell me more.
He's in college. You know who it is.
The mind comp guy?
His friend. I have, like, 40 minutes of conversation with him where I'm just like, he's such a little monster.
Yeah.
But I would love to abort his child. What inspires a spite abortion?
Well, are you like, you're kind of hot, I want to hate fuck you, and then give you a spite abortion?
Yeah. And we hooked this up with Classy Cat. I don't know if she wants us to talk about it.
Okay.
She might not want to be affiliated with the spite abortion.
Fair.
But
classy
I want to give credit because it's a cool fucking idea. And it was like after the election, I think, too. It was like, there are all these Trump bros. I'm like, I'm just going to kill your kid. I'm going to hate fuck you and kill your kid. I'm going to make you, like, hate yourself.
Right.
Because I'm a mess.
Yeah.
And you're going to get this.
And you're going to feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's on the horizon.
That's our long-term.
So long-term goal.
Hopefully we can get that.
Almost achieved. We're almost there.
Yeah.
She took step one.
I found him. I took still shots of the video. That's like, zero. This is happening. I have to tell my family about it. I don't know if they'll be supportive. It's happening. It's happening. I'm watching the video and I'm like, how do I want to hate him? Like, I hate you, but... Things.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, I think it should happen. He doesn't know. We fought at several rallies. Like, we don't get along.
You know what they say?
There's passion there. It's
like foreplay for rallies.
I'm like, how? How do you not understand what DACA is?
Oh my God.
You need an air mattress for your van now.
You do.
I might pass them off to somebody else.
Put some twinkle lights in there.
Yes.
Get it real sexy inside. I'll do it.
I'll put an air mattress, vagina costume, and nothing else. The best is with our flag. Like, I've gone to campus events and I have it, and like a bro will come up and be like, "Hey, is that a Gadsden flag?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you want to hang out?" And then he sees it and he's like walking backwards and tripping over himself. He was this aggressive fat woman that's trying to get me to be part of her life. I'm like, "Come back! Come back!
Come back!"
Just like the look of like, "What the fuck?" I like live for that.
It's like, that's what turns you on.
This is your life now.
You desire my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the...
I'm not going to kick shame that. I will not. I won't do it.
one of the protesters.
You should roleplay it. Roleplay it.
Just, we should make, like, really, like, catchy porn.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. Anti-porn. Anytime I think about that. It's just, like, in the dark.
Branch Davidians, fucking priests.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just icky.
Behind the
fishy.
Bar.
Sad. Anyway. Cold. Nobody comes somehow.
You're so gross. This conversation really took a turn. Really took a
turn. I know they don't have good sex. If they did, they would be pro-choice.
Amen. Amen.
But there's something to that.
There's passion there.
Passion of Christ. That's what that actually is.
Does anyone in the audience have any questions? Or anything?
Truth or dare.
Truth or dare? Truth or dare? Anyone want to volunteer to hate fuck and then find abortion? No?
Look, okay. I'm finding hate fucks for others. I can't currently.
Okay.
Just drive around like on campus. Finding.
If anybody wants to see the pictures on my phone. They might be my favorites. I don't know.
Oh my God. I do want to see this guy. We'll do it offline.
He's such a little monster.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Anything else? Anything you want to promote? Or
I think just the next thing that we have that we can talk about is the
October 4th
event. Yeah.
At Wild Goose. You're looking for submissions. Okay. Also, where do you get a feminist flag or flag?
Soon you will be able to get one through the Women Have Options website.
Sweet. When is that? Do you know?
The next month.
Month?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're in the process of printing some more flags.
Fuck yeah. So,
yeah.
That's great.
When do we get underwear?
Underwear is so tricky because sizes are all so different.
Can I bring my own underwear?
Yeah. We could have we could
screen print
our own
your
underwear.
Own.
Yeah.
That would be a fun activity for the October 4th thing.
Oh,
okay, we're gonna, you know what, we're gonna get offline, we're gonna brainstorm, we're gonna make some good shit happen. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being here. Give it up for yourselves, and have a good night. We'll be doing this maybe monthly. I don't know. We'll see.
Thanks, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. You seem to get your shit together by the end.
Yeah. You better be better next time.
Thanks, Griffin. You're the best. Give it up for Griffin, everyone. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.